Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Ro's free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety, Rx only.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
City of St. Paul announced what I think is long overdue. The mayor is ordering the closure, the sweeping of homeless encampments in the city of St. Paul. There are, 100, 150, maybe 200 people living at Pig's Eye Park. And the question, you look at the policy and you're like, it's pretty, I think most of us say, look, we have tried to allow people to sort of create their own rules, have their own place. And it's led to safety concerns. There's been violence. There have been drug overdoses. There are also residents and neighbors who have a right to go to parks and not have needles all over the place, or have their kids walk to school and not have people who are unhoused all over the place. But there is a practical concern too, like what, right? You clean these encampments, it can be sort of like whack-a-mole, like they pop up somewhere else or move somewhere here, or now they're coming into... So the question is, in this next couple of weeks, are there going to be beds? Are there going to be places for people? And do they want, do the people, are they going to take advantage of it? Let's bring in Sammy Watkins, who is with Union Gospel Mission, Twin Cities. Sammy is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He is the director of chaplains, and he has been out visiting with some of the homeless people, and not just starting today. This has been a long process of trying to build relationships with people, really building up for this moment. Sammy, good to visit with you.
How's it going, Jason? Good to be here.
I'm glad to have you with us, because I really want to understand from your perspective kind of where are the folks, this 150 or so people at this Pig's Eye encampment, and this is the first encampment that's going to be shut down, but what's going to happen? Are there beds? Is there room for these homeless people when the city of St. Paul comes and sweeps this closed?
So, Jason, a lot of people are asking that question right now, and we know that there are shelters and outreach organizations and resources from the county and faith-based ministries that are working together to respond to the need that will arise on August 5th. Here at the Union Gospel Mission, we will provide emergency shelter, meals, case management, spiritual care, recovery programming, Christ-centered pathways, to long-term transformation. And so we're already gearing up to welcome any of those who would take shelter here at Union Gospel Mission. And as stated, we've been out there for about the last 4 years from Union Gospel, the chaplaincy department, building relationships. And so we plan to be there 2 days prior to the shutdown and on the day of to make Union Gospel Mission available to those who would take a ride. We'll have a couple vans there to move individuals if they would like to come shelter here or if they want to go into treatment. Right now I'm hearing that there won't be any other pop-ups where we could relocate them to another encampment. So we'll go there and play by the rules and try to show these individuals that they're valued and show them dignity and respect and try to get them to a safe place.
Now, I know that Union Gospel Mission has expanded with some new beds that are available, the first expansion of the men's campus with 4 new emergency shelter dormitories. So that is going to help, right? But the reality is that these are complicated decisions. When you're out talking to folks, like, are they interested in going to a shelter? Or what's your gut tell you as to what these folks are going to do?
So because the city is not relocating individuals to other encampments, I think there may be an increased number of individuals that are looking to come in for shelter. And as you stated, Union Gospel Mission is prepared right now. We're still under renovation right now, but we do have the 4 new dorms. And so, Jason, this is not something that Union Gospel Mission alone will solve.
You can't take everybody.
Right, exactly. But the beautiful thing about these encampment closures, I've been privy to a few, is that you have a lot of different agencies. Like I say, you have faith-based organizations. You have the Heart Team, People Inc. You have people that will come out, and each one of us, with the resources that we can provide, will come out to provide those resources and hope to net a lot of those individuals and help them to get into safe housing and shelter.
How, when you try to build that trust, and I know some of our listeners are going to hear this and be like, give me a break. Like, we're looking at people who are living on the streets. Like, how much do you have to bend over backwards to try to help people? At the same time, like, there are people in different levels of distress or mental health challenges or substance abuse. Like, it's not just as easy as saying, hey, buddy, like, you got get to the shelter. Like, it does take some work, doesn't it, for you to build that trust with folks?
And so, and you're absolutely correct. And the beautiful thing about it is, for your listeners, is to understand that behind every tent is a human being with a story, right? We don't want to lose sight of that. But we've built those relationships. The agencies that I've kind of mentioned on this call, have built relationships. And so now it's time to collect on that relational currency and hope that people will say, you know what, I'll give UGM a chance. I'll head over to Catholic Charities. I've been needing to get into treatment and to start to make those decisions now. And it's available. And so we're doing our part to go out and make these resources available. And all we can do is hope and pray that the Lord will lay on the hearts of some of those individuals to take us up on these services.
Sammy, when you talk to folks and they don't want to leave the encampment, they don't want to leave their tent, what are the reasons? Why don't they want to leave?
So various reasons. Some people have pets that they can't come into shelter with. Some individuals have relationships that they know will cause them to have to separate from that individual. Some people have untreated mental health illnesses that when they get into crowds, they start to act out in ways that, you know what I'm saying, won't be tolerated in shelter. And so each person has a different story, a different reason for not wanting to come in. And so over the last 4 years, we've brought in 11 individuals. And right now, for the listeners, that might not sound like a lot, but these are people when we're out doing outreach and we built these relationships that when we stop at a tent, they'll say, you know what, today is the day. You know, ask them, you know, have you considered, you know, coming in for shelter? you know, I was thinking about it last night. And so, man, we'll spend a little extra time at that tent. And then, lo and behold, this individual will say, yeah, today is the day. And for the chaplains, the outreach at that moment stops because somebody has decided that they want to come in and experience some shelter and maybe get some wraparound services and to start a new life where transformation can happen. And so when you look at it as a whole, it could seem overwhelming, and your listeners might feel like, yeah, man, this is just a huge situation that we're not going to be able to solve. But when you look at it individual at a time, it doesn't seem so difficult. It isn't that hard once you put, you know, a name to a face and you've heard the story and you know this individual. It really changes the way you view homelessness and those individuals out in the encampments.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Sammy Watkins is the Director of Ministry, Director of Chaplains and Outreach at Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. What, Sammy, is your, I mean, I'm sure as you think about this, there's a best case and a worst case scenario. What in your mind is the best case scenario of what happens when the city of St. Paul goes in a couple of weeks on August 5th and shuts it down?
Best case scenario is that many of the agencies that are operating in the Twin Cities, especially right here in the Ramsey County area, will show up. We'll be a united front. People will collect that relational currency on those relationships. And a lot of those individuals will come in for shelter. They'll be housed. And so that's my primary prayer here at Union Gospel Mission and the chaplains team that I work with each and every day. And that's why we'll be there on the day of that closing with a couple vans and, again, leveraging those relationships to say, man, we're here for you. We want to see life transformation happen for you.
Yeah, that's the difference, right? It's not just about a bed. It's about that opportunity that comes then with that first night in the shelter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sammy Watkins, I appreciate you and your team and all the work you do. It is, I mean, when you hear it, you're like, years of one-on-one outreach to try to get folks to turn their life around. It's quite an effort, and I'm grateful that you're out there doing it. Thanks, Sammy.
All right. Thank you for having me today, Jason.
It's a complicated issue. Really is. It's hard to understand if you've never been there or you've never seen it, where you're like, how much work do you have to put in for people who are choosing to not change their environment? And you can have a different perspective on how much choice are they making when you're in the throes of addiction or you're in the throes of mental health challenge. But at a certain point, I do think we have leaned a little too hard on the rights of people who are in those challenges and not enough on the rights of people who are not. and also have a right to use the parks and use their neighborhoods. It's a tough one. We're rooting for St. Paul that it works out and that it doesn't just scatter people to different locations. 3:48, we're going to break. In a minute, a text exchange that I just had with a famous Minnesota resident about a very controversial issue. That in minutes here on CCO.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.